I am Dr. Andrew Patterson, lately of Bristol University, before that of Cambridge University, before that of Edinburgh University. Some of the groups have died out somewhat since the early days. The Edinburgh one, for example, I think there were 36 items or thereby in the main show, which is a lot, yes. It was all perfectly informal but organised. It was there to enjoy ourselves and to see what the other people were doing. And of course there was a competitive element. We of course in Edinburgh were far, far better than the English teams that were doing Scottish dancing. The English universities continue to do Scottish dancing, of course, because it's the best kind of dancing there is. Though of course there are all sorts of other things as well. I went to the one in 52, yes, in Newcastle. I remember very little about it by now, of course. The sort of dances we did were very simple compared with what has just been on show here tonight. Scottish dancing had been mainly done as a recreation of the dances of the 18th and 19th centuries. And though that has value, a tradition that is static dies out. So since those days, thousands of new dances have been written. There must be about 10,000 now around the world, and I'm sure nobody knows what they all are. There are archives of all the dances, but not everything gets onto them. For example, the ones that have been on show here tonight, they won't be on anybody's archive. We keep them secret for ourselves. There are our display pieces. So when I started, it was all nice and easy. You could go along of an evening, and it didn't matter if you didn't know very much, because they were standard sort of four couple sets, and it was usually the first three couples did the dance, and then they did it through again, and the fourth couple then had to do a little bit, but they'd seen it happen. And then of course it worked up, so the second couple started, and the fourth couple, the beginners, had more chance of seeing what was going on. And by the time they got to be in charge of the dance, by the time they got to the leading position, then they more or less knew what to do. Whereas, unfortunately, many of the dances now are much more difficult than that. In fact, Scottish dancing is having a crisis because of its own success. Many of the dances are too difficult for beginners to pick up. They have to go to beginners' classes, and that's a bit discouraging. It doesn't, for example, suit students terribly well. They want to enjoy themselves straight away, and they don't want necessarily to learn the exactness of the steps, which, of course, is there, or rather it should be there. People can enjoy themselves a great deal while doing it extremely badly, as many of the people dancing this evening in the Scottish dance are doing. But they're enjoying themselves. They're not causing difficulties to everybody else. Scottish dance has always been social rather than too exactly precise. It doesn't have to be Edinburgh exact to be a good fun thing to do. Now, Scottish dance is international. You may not have noticed in the display that went on this evening, we had one Russian. She's a genuine Russian from the south of Russia. She took up Scottish dancing in Russia. And she is now over here with her husband working at the university. We had another one who is Chinese. You may have noticed her. It's rather more obvious. And where she came from, I can't quite remember. But she certainly learnt dancing in Edinburgh and then did more dancing in Cambridge, following exactly the trajectory that I started off with. And she's now down in Bristol, which is where I've eventually moved as well. I was at Bristol University for 40 years. Dancing in this area mainly. I've done my 60 years of Scottish dancing, and so I've more or less retired from dancing now. Let the younger ones get on with it.